Randy Talafaro on. He is the fire chief for the city of East Lansing and Lansing, and he's on the other end of our line. Randy, how are you?
I'm fine. Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for being on the program. How long have you been the mayor of both entities now?
Well, I've been the fire chief for East Lansing since 2001, and I started with Lansing in January of this year.
And as the fire chief, how's the transition been running both entities?
You know, it's gone about as well as I would have expected. It's not without its challenges, of course, when you have two systems that operate under different policies and practices. But it's actually gone as smooth as I think it could under the conditions, and I've been very happy at each agency.
There is a new report out in which six area jurisdictions have released on shared public services. Tell us about that report.
Well, it was a report, a study that was commissioned by MML for the Plant Moran, through the Plant Moran Group, and it involved the cities of Lansing and East Lansing, Delta Township, Delhi Township, Lansing Township, and Meridian Township. And it looked at our fire services and examined what we currently do, cooperation that we have, and then also looked at ways we could build upon current existing cooperation and collaboration and maybe move toward a more regional model.
So as we shift towards the possibility of this regional model, where first will we see more collaboration? Do you see yourself taking over being fire chief in those other entities?
No, not at all. Actually, I think that we would a good start, and as recommended in the report, is that we would start to look at aligning our policies and procedures and perhaps moving toward an automatic aid, which would mean that it puts us closer to a nearest unit response for emergency situations and begins to lower some of the jurisdictional boundaries in terms of operating together. We do that now. But this would do it automatically without requests going out, and it just kind of changes the dynamics there.
Okay, what else were you hoping to learn from this report?
Well, I think we wanted to see there's no roadmap to regionalism, and many people think you can just mesh organizations together and have a good outcome. And that's rarely the case, and that's true in both the private sector or the public sector. You know, I often mention when I'm asked to speak, looking at the private sector, where about two-thirds of consolidations fail. And we've had some very big catastrophic failures when you think about Daimler Chrysler, you think about Kmart, and I think it was a home Builder Square. There were examples of GM used, GM EDS. And so there are examples out there all over the place where even in the private sector this has failed. So we're trying to see what makes for a successful regional collaboration, and also what are the landmines, what are the pitfalls and the things that might sabotage that approach.
What are the landmines and pitfalls?
Well, you certainly have to deal with the cultures of the organizations, and I don't want to suggest that that's the highest priority, but there are differences in the dynamics and the makeup of the communities. You have different populations, you have different risk factors. Look at the study, the population densities in the cities, of course, is much higher, which increases the risk factors, which increases the firefighters per capita. And so there's a lot of things, which again, increases your cost. And so you have to look at that and say, well, what are the right numbers? What levels are appropriate for what conditions? And we're trying to get some analysis on that to help us try to resolve those questions.
And Randy, in your transition with the city of Lansing in being their fire chief, is it tough not being in both buildings constantly?
Oh, that's very difficult. I mean, there are things that I would not have thought of as being difficult to manage that have been, for instance, two different email accounts and trying to keep up with all the communications between both organizations and all the important community members and city officials and all of those things. It's been more challenging than I thought. But we're managing, and I think we're holding our head above waters, and I think we're still making progress.
All right, and before we let you go, will we see you becoming the fire chief in another municipality anytime soon?
No, I do not expect that to happen. And again, I think that we're just going to continue to work with those fire chiefs that are in place and hopefully get – there's a lot of first steps or initial actions that have to happen before I think we could get to a full regional approach. And I think that's what the report points out.
Randy Talafaro is the fire chief for East Lansing and Lansing. That's a joint report with the Shared Public Services. Is that available online anywhere?
Boy, I'm not certain. I know that it was, it should be, because it was presented and released to council members. So I know that at the very least, it should be available through the city administrations and the townships with regard to, but I'm not certain what offices or exactly where you can find that online at this point.
All right, Randy, we appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Tony.